Cell biologist Helen Nickel watched two aunts suffer Alzheimer's disease, and her father dealt with Parkinson's-like symptoms. Today, she fights against those debilitating diseases by researching the role of metals in healthy and diseased brains. This is Amber Dance with the Science Communication Program at UC Santa Cruz. I recently spoke with Nickel, a professor at the University of Saskatchewan, about her use of a new technique to image the metals in the brain faster than ever before. She uses preserved brains from people who donated their bodies to science. In a healthy brain, metals are a good thing. They assist with chemical reactions that make the brain work properly. But sometimes, the metals get out of control. In Parkinson's disease, the brain can no longer hold reactive iron, the kind that's most dangerous, in check. The iron reacts with everything in its path, damaging brain cells and interfering with normal chemical reactions. In Alzheimer's, metals stick to the amyloid plaques, great globs of protein that are characteristic of the disease. The metals can't perform their normal function when bound to the protein. In order to understand these tragic diseases, scientists will need to understand what metals are doing in healthy and diseased brains. Mapping those metals is a first step towards potential treatments. Nickel came to the Stanford Linear Accelerator Center, or SLAC, to take brain pictures with a fast machine. Previous techniques only looked at the brain one metal at a time in an area as small as a centimeter. At SLAC, the machine uses X-rays focused into a thin beam the size of a human hair to detect metals in the sample. When an X-ray hits a metal atom, it causes that metal to spit out an X-ray of its own. The detector then catches those secondary X-rays and turns them into a picture of where the metals are. It takes about 6 hours for the machine to scan a cross-section of a human brain.
The big advantage of our technique is it enables you to see all of the metals in an entire brain slice. You could get part of the picture before, but now you can get the complete picture. It's only because we can go quickly that we can go large. Otherwise, it would just take so long to collect an image that it would just not be possible to do it.
The scientists started by comparing one healthy and one Parkinson's brain.
What we're finding is that in the brain, each part of the brain has its own unique family of metals and levels of metals. So some areas of the brain are rich in iron and low in zinc. Some areas of the brain are rich in zinc and low in iron. Some places you see copper, some places you don't see copper. It's this picture, this painting, you might say, of where the metals are that we're now involved in.
Since the initial experiment, they have brought more brains to the lab for analysis. The greatest result, Nickel says, would be to find metal involvement in a disease where no one had suspected that metals play a role at all. To do this, Nickel will have to collect a number of brains. She orders her samples from a brain bank, which stores and distributes the brains of people who donated their bodies to science.
And how do these brains get from the bank to SLAC?
They're FedExed.
So you can just plop a brain in a box?
Well, you fill out the proper paperwork, and yes, you can. Actually, autopsy tissues and hospital specimens are sent back and forth across the border fairly frequently. It's not anything terribly unusual. The conventional pathology specimen is about a centimeter thick, but we've also taken the brain and sliced it more thinly into sections that are about 2 millimeters thick, so like about a slice of ham. And then we take that slice and mount it in a plastic sheet protector, seal it with tape, and then we can ship them and there's no leakage or anything like that. They're very secure.
The research offers a bit of hope for future sufferers of Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and related diseases. Scientists don't know yet what research and treatments will come out of Nickel's large metal maps, but the map gives them a starting point. For Science Notes, I'm Amber Dance.